The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Now, tonight on The Phil Hendry Show, we are going to have another flashback night. Hey, that's right. We're going to have flashbacks as requested by you as we count it down, baby. 24 shows left after tonight. Is that right, Mark? 24 shows left after tonight. And then we're off into retirementville, baby. We are done and we are finished. There seems to have been a, by the way, there seems to be an attitude among some people, not a lot of people, this is another one of Phil's gags. See, he's saying he's going to retire, but then he's going to come back. Okay, fine. Anybody want to bet me? Anybody want to bet me? I got 2,000 bucks. It says I'm done with radio. And that means satellite and terrestrial. I don't want any part of it anymore. Not because it's not, you know, been a fun living, but I got other fish to fry. I've got other dances to dance. It's as simple as that, man. I've done everything I can do in radio. But if you think this is a gag and I'm coming back, I got two G's. That says you're wrong. All right, we're going to do our flashbacks this evening because I've been promising you periodically before the final show on the 23rd of June, we'll have full flashback nights. Tonight isn't exactly a full flashback night because we had Dr. Jim Sadler on talking about that guy that's into coprophagia or whatever that freak was into. But we are going to do a bunch of flashbacks. We want to get a lot of these played before we go, off into Never Never Land. So we'll start off this evening. And by the way, we've got some material from our pre-2004 tapes that we're going to bust out for you as the weeks progress here. This one is from a listener of ours. His name is Count Z. Phil, I want to thank you for using my songs for your bumper music the last 2 months. I'd rather not say which ones they are because you might decide to stop using them. Do you know who this cat is? I'd like to request that you replay the Mavis Leonard and the Pastor William Rennick, Rick James, Give It To Me bit. That one always puts a spring in my step and a smile on my face. God bless you all in your future endeavors. Thanks for all the good times and sweet memories. Count Z. Count Z is in the band Frost and Fury. Who are they, man? Oh, it's Pelton's band. One of his band. Is this Pelton?
No.
All right, here it is. It's Pastor William Rennick. And Rick James. We've got a little surprise. Clara, tell Pastor Rennick and our audience the surprise.
William, yeah, we have Mr. Henry, as I said, Give It To Me was played at our wedding.
That's right.
And, darling, I would like to tell you at this time, as a way of honoring the passing Mr. Rick James, and to remember our wedding reception, I asked Mr. Henry if you wouldn't mind playing Give It To Me.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
That's what we're going to
do. We have the song right here. Worn Out?
Hell yeah, I'm Worn Out. That's a beautiful song, Phil. I think that song represents the love that a man has for a woman to come in to the house at night, tie to a bedpost, burn her with a hot crack pipe. And
well, that's not the way to talk.
What are you? Come on, loosen up.
You know, he's right about that, Mr. Henry. Sometimes the best way to show...
You know, Rick James went to jail for something like that, didn't he?
Oh, that was all trumped up. The man had a deep, abiding love for the woman in his life to come home and torture her for 3 days.
Well, that's, that's really great.
Give it to me, baby. When I got home last night, you would not make love to me? Yeah. That's great quality. I'm going to go into the fair now, Phil. I see they cranked up the octopus. I love the hell out of that.
You know you barf all over.
You don't barf on Jack. Come on.
Pastor Rennick, man. Well, after I retire, I have decided to leave the Catholic Church. I'm going down to Joyful Union, man. Every Sunday, I want to hear that cat's sermons. I think, because he always ties it in. You know, it's like, how Rick James Give It To Me and how it applies to, Jesus. So anyway, that's our first flashback of the night. We got a whole bunch of others. Our flashbacks, of course, are requested bits that we have stashed and we've gotten over the years and over the months from people. People who email us at phs@philhendryshow.com, and we're trying to get through those so that we've finished all of them. And they also give us, they give us a little smile, man, because that's the stuff that we were doing. That bit there is about, 3.5 years old, something like that. And we also got a hold of our pre-2004 material. The reason why I say pre-2004, in March of 2004, the FCC, in an effort to keep Janet Jackson from showing us her other breast, decided to just start busting down on radio stations. Makes sense to me. Hope it does to you. And as a result, as people were losing their jobs and being thrown out into the street for, you know, things that they did on the air that were never proven to be extra legal, we had all of our material quarantined, even though we've never done anything on our show to, you know, be fined by the FCC. They just took a bunch of stuff out of our studio. It's nuts. I'm telling you, the whole thing is psycho. We finally got it back, and it's going to go up on the website. Very, very important for you to realize that our website continues. The Phil Henry Radio Show is retiring. All new Phil Henry radio shows will cease as of June 23rd. But the archives, the backlog, all of the things that we've done, all of our bits down through the years, will be alive and well on our website, www.philhenryshow.com. So here's what I want to tell you guys. I'm going to be taking over the website in October. It'll be on my server. So those of you who are subscribers, I suggest you subscribe through September. As of October, renew your subscription because it'll be through a different server. It'll be on my server and through the people that we use to process our subscriptions. So when you get these emails, from the Premier Radio that says, you know, we're refunding your money, what I would suggest you do instead is just hold on to your subscription through September, through the summer. There's no sweat. And then we'll have it in October. And we will process your subscription anew. We've got more flashback requests coming up. Stick around. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. 24 more shows left. And then it's adios.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Drug addict. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back here, and we are enjoying a flashback night tonight. By the way, I just asked Wayne what the NFL record single season passing, 508 for Marino, 1984, 5,084 yards. Anthony Cavillo of the Montreal Alouettes passed for 6,041 yards last season. What the hell kind of game is that? The only reason why I mentioned the Canadian League is they're in camp and they're going to start playing in June, and I follow that until the NFL gets going, because anything to keep my mind off of baseball, hockey, and the rest of that swill, and basketball especially, I will forever. I didn't like basketball much to begin with, but now I hate it because, what, you figure about three-quarters of our shows got preempted this year because of basketball. 1 month, the NCAA. Got nothing against guys that like basketball. Why does it come at the expense of me? Why am I being beaten? Why am I, as Artie said in Sopranos, and still the ass rape continues. All right, it's time now for another flashback. Jason requests this one. Phil, could you please play the bit where Doug Danger, a gay man and a gay journalist, gives advice to straight married men about how to make their wives happy? I don't remember this bit. This ought to be interesting. Doug Danger giving marriage advice. Here it is, Jason.
Hey there. What is the gentleman's name? I'm sorry.
Doug.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What is that?
Doug, I can speak, from a gay or lesbian aspect, or however you want to put it. But, I mean, judgment is something that, obviously, a gay and a lesbian person go through life fighting against with the judgment.
What?
And you yourself are laying it out there, judging straight people.
Well, no,
it's not a factor of who is better. It's not a factor of who can portray a better marriage.
I don't need a straight person to tell me how life is, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I can
tell you, I realize that you are a journalist. I'm very proud of you, okay? I am a lesbian that is out in my community as well, and I've been gay for 5 years. Okay,
no,
at least
I was
in my relationship for 5 years.
You don't sound like a lesbian. You sound like a straight chick that maybe experimented with it.
Okay,
aren't
well,
you?
Thank you very much.
Isn't that what you are?
Thank you very much.
Isn't that what you are? Yeah.
Is this? No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what you are. You're some woman out there who's straight, and you experimented with your girlfriend in college, and now you think you're a lesbian when it suits you.
Okay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I just talked to some dyke in San Francisco, and she agreed with me. She said,
no, she did not. She was a lesbian woman in San Francisco. She did not agree with you.
Well, who are you to say that gays are going to produce a better marriage than what straight people
are? Well, I already explained it to you, okay? Now, you run off with your girlfriends and go pretend like you're lesbians this weekend.
Doug, your dismissal of this woman.
What do you want me to do, okay? Right now, I'm at the end of my rope with this screaming brat. I'll take that kid and toss it out in the street. And that kid's flat head will resemble a flat, Why do I need therapy?
Obviously, you need not to write about it. You need to talk to somebody
about it. You just like to go to the girl bar to have somebody squeeze your rear end in the can, and then you go back to your boyfriend and go, ooh, here's what I did tonight.
Right. Well, you know, I'll tell you, judgment is your biggest sin, anybody's biggest sin.
Okay,
Martina.
And
that is your biggest fault, obviously. And it's sad to know that we have gay people out there that are out there trying to fight for us, actually making us look that bad.
Can you pitch?
You portraying...
Can you pitch?
What a gay person's marriage is going to be, it's actually sad.
I'm saying gay people are going to do it. Okay, Ann Hayes, thanks for calling. Look, I'm saying that people...
Will you knock it off with this?
I mean...
No, really. I'm saying that gay people are going to do a better job with marriage than straight people. And why do I say that? Because look at what straight people have done with their marriage. Will you shut that kid up?
Hey, Doug, you should take care of that child and get off the phone with me.
No, I want to make this point. Straight people are going to do better.
In front of a truck.
Straight people have done a terrible job with marriage. Gay people can do a better job. And Melissa, you go. I think Ellen's free tonight.
You know something? It's not. You don't know the ratios of what. I mean, what? Freaking straight marriages have actually made it. Which ones have not? Okay, gays are going to have the same problem. But to get out there and say, I would not want you standing on state legislature sitting there saying that this is why we need to be married because gay or straight people do it like this. Come on. What kind of word is that speaking for us?
Listen.
I don't know what community you write for,
Jerry,
but I'm glad that it's not actually the one that's going to make our decision for the gay community.
Are you talking about our? You're still imagining yourself as being gay, aren't you? Wow, this girl's...
Well, maybe she is.
You are a very judgmental person.
Hey, Phil, will you hang on?
You know something?
I'm going to rub some Southern Comfort on that kid's gums.
Success. I don't really care what your success is.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Look, it worked.
What?
I rubbed some Southern Comfort on a kid's mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, Melissa, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Melissa. And, hey, listen, the girl bar has a special straight section.
Yeah, and there's also good therapists if you need a number, honey.
Well, okay, give me one. I got a number for you.
1-800-FU, okay?
Here's a number for you. 1-2-3, you're a dyke.
What a moron. That's a very uncharacteristic... bit with Doug, and it was because he was babysitting that kid. He had no patience. He's always obnoxious, but never quite so as in that bit. And that is a flashback request. Thank you, Jason. I hadn't heard that one in a long time. Here's one I haven't heard in an even longer time. And this is from 2001, and it's from Chris. And he asks for a character that we don't do much anymore, Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen Kristen Brewster owned a travel agency called On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. That was the name of her travel agency, okay? This chick was nuts. She hung out down at the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. She was little empowered Miss 20-something, I've got money, and her taste is in her rear end when it comes to her clothing. Anyway, here is the request from Chris. He says, Phil, you have to play the flashback with Colleen Kristen Brewster when she goes on a cruise regarding two fingers to thinner thighs. She refers to sticking her fingers down her throat as a quick maintenance purge. It's years old, but I find myself from time to time telling my fiancé that when she's done eating that half gallon of ice cream and DQP with chi... to go enjoy a maintenance purge. Our future divorce is because of you. I hate you, you bastard. Thanks, Phil. Chris, here it is, brother. I'm sure a DQP whiff chi. All right, here it is. It's Colleen Kristen Brewster's Two Fingers to Thinner Thighs cruise.
This is absolutely the sickest woman I have ever heard.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, because...
What you want to do for yourself is fine. What you want to teach young people to do is wrong.
I am trying to get girls to have thinner thighs.
Let me tell you something. I'm a size 2, and I'll wear your banana pantsuit and match you tit for tat. I'm 56 years old. I have never purged.
It is a banana yellow pantsuit with snake skin.
And you know what, honey? I'll look just as good as you will, only I won't have to purge. What you want to do is your business, but not what you want to do to young people. That is wrong.
I am 38, 21, 30. I'm 38. You know what? You're really making me angry. But I want to demonstrate to you this is how easy. Have you ever purged? Have you ever maintenance
never.
Purged? Okay,
never.
Watch. Watch.
And
watch
I'll say,
and listen.
I don't want to watch
and learn.
But I'll tell you what I will do. You put me on your cruise, and let's see how many people go my way and how many people go your way.
Okay, I am so cute, first of all. And you know why I'm cute?
Why?
Because there's vomit on the front of my blouse.
Calling Kristen Brewster and her maintenance purge, baby. That's all you got to do? And it is flashback night on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Many requests for flashbacks, bits that we've done in the past on our show that we're going to be replaying tonight. We'll do another flashback night next Friday night and on until our final show on the 23rd. There's only 24 more Phil Henry shows remaining. And if you'd like to hear more of these bits, you can always log on to our website, which will go on in perpetuity, baby. We're leaving, but the website lives on, www.philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back with more flashbacks.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Get to a flashback. Just give you a little news update. Britney Spears dropped her kid on its head, and the kid rolled down into a sewer in New York City today. In photos splashed across the front page and inside the New York Post on Friday, Spears was seen stumbling outside of a Manhattan hotel, dropping her kid directly on his head. The kid rolled down into the gutter and then into an open manhole. Ed Norton popped out and said, "Did you drop this?" and gave the kid back to Miss Spears. Ha 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 ha. Well, I don't know, man. All it says is she dropped her kid. What do you want from me? She dropped her kid. She's been dropping her kid a lot lately. Sometimes it's a sign of alcoholism. If you're dropping your kid, you may be drinking too much. Don't worry about the kid. Do something about your drinking. Time now for our flashback here from Spencer. That's right. Every week we feature Spencer's flashback, and this week is no different. He says, Phil, Steve Bozell takes his wife out to dinner. He thinks a woman is flirting with him, and it turns out the woman was not flirting with him, so he wants to sue the restaurant. Please play it. Spencer, P.S., thank God your website will still be running after you retire. Absolutely, Spencer. I want to emphasize that. The website is going on, baby. And, in fact, it's going to get better because we'll be able to have more content in terms of not just the audio, but also our you know, when we start getting into various TV projects. Let's say, for instance, I start doing a whole bunch of pilots and all the networks pass just because they think it's garbage. I'll stick it up on a website. And we'll have a section, pilots that the networks passed on. And then we'll have, like, films and movies and bestsellers that I write. All of the stuff that's going to be happening after I leave the marvelous and lucrative world of radio. All right, now we have Spencer's flashback, and it's Steve Bozell who thought a woman was flirting with him, so he went over and flirted back. It turns out she wasn't flirting with him at all.
My question is that if you're trying to sue this woman for trying, you know, for supposedly trying to get you to break your marriage vows, then how is it that you could possibly have the gall to want to go out dancing or having drinks or a date with this woman? How do you justify that?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that I'll be happy to drop my legal action if she'll have a minimum of two cocktails. Yes.
Okay, but doesn't that insinuate and show that you are willing to break your marriage vows? And this is all a pride issue. Where was your pride before when you should have been guarding your marriage?
But she was the one that began
it. You pursued it.
She began it, though. See?
But you pursued it.
No, wait. Yeah,
I can tell you one thing. If my husband was sitting there, he would have gone up to the woman and said, you know what? I'm here with my wife, and I'm flattered, but this is the woman that I'm with. He would have guarded his marriage.
Well, ma'am, I'm glad you believe that, but I don't know.
And for you to group all men in that category,
I don't know if you've been have you ever been a black man on a Saturday night in St. Louis? You know what I'm talking about?
That has nothing to do with it.
What has that got to do with it?
It's an old phrase.
That has nothing to do with it. Color has nothing to do with it.
No, no. Women have an idea that men are a certain way, and we do behave.
No, wait. Hold on for just a minute, pal. You know, the woman knows her husband better than you. If a woman was coming on to me and I was with my wife, the first thing I would do is say, hey, honey, that chick's looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
what, are you asking permission?
No, I'm not asking permission. I'm letting her in on it because I don't want her to think, you know, what the hell's going on. And then it probably turns into a joke by that point. But you keeping it from your wife, walking over to this woman, and then saying that because she had a fair amount of cleavage that she was, quote, putting it out there.
Now, that's the one point that I'm rock solid on, and no one can argue me off of that.
But that still doesn't give you the right to totally disrespect your marriage and your wife.
Are you for real?
Just because this woman has her cleavage hanging out.
Ma'am, why do women have their breasts hanging all over? for one reason,
I'm
to make men want to
like
touch
him. Well, I'm saying this sounds like a pride issue. You said it's a pride issue with you.
Yeah.
You should have been man enough to leave it alone, and you weren't.
Then why was my wife looking at Don Johnson and getting hot and lathered?
Did she go with Don Johnson? Was she going to put you in a cab?
Well, so can I jump in? Don Johnson's a celebrity. A lot of people are going to stare at him. I'm sure there were men in the restaurant that were looking at him.
I told you, it's Hollywood. No one cares.
People in Beverly Hills care.
Well,
I mean, a restaurant like that, maybe not. And the other thing is, you know, if you guys live in Corona, you're driving all the way over to Beverly Hills for dinner, which is very nice, a beautiful restaurant. It may be unusual for you to see Don Johnson. Maybe everybody else in the place sees the guy all the time. Maybe the girl knew him.
I don't understand why you can't see my way on this. Even when I mention camel toe, you won't let me say that.
Because that's so besides the point. The point is that you should have been man enough in the first place to guard your marriage and respect your wife and your children. The best thing that you can give your children is to love your spouse. That's the best gift that you can give. And you totally disrespected that, and you want to say it's this other woman's fault, but you're still continuing to pursue it because you still want to have drinks with the woman. There's no justification in that. And you're worried about your pride. You're going to get laughed out of the courtroom just like you're getting laughed off this radio station.
Ma'am, are you familiar with the term eraser heads?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I wish I could explain this.
Does it
have anything to do with the point? Because you keep
yes,
going off of the
yes,
road.
Yes, it does. You could tell by her blouse it was cold in the restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
come on,
what?
Man.
What is,
will you?
What is the point? What does that have to do with anything?
So you're telling me she's walking around with full, she's got full 180-degree toe and eraser heads. And I
don't care if the woman was stark naked and she was Pamela Anderson sitting there. The point is that you should have been man enough to stand up for your marriage and respect your wife and respect yourself.
I'm telling you that when she had full toe.
Maybe that's the problem.
Look
maybe you don't respect yourself. It doesn't matter
right, yeah.
where you live.
You're making a very good point, Andrea. A very, very good point. And I think, Mr. Bozell, you have to, at this point, thank you for your call, at this point, and for you to say...
Mr. Henry, when I said she had full toe...
I don't want to hear any more about that and eraser heads.
It was ice cold in the restaurant, and you won't even let me say it.
That guy, people ask me, I just remembered who the real inspiration for Steve Bozell was. I was talking to my wife last week, and I said, you know, people ask me, what about Steve Bozell? I said, well, the guy is this, the guy is that. But the inspiration for him, and if you listen to the way he cries, the inspiration for him is when I saw Dick Vermeil for the first time on TV, when he left the Philadelphia Eagles, he goes, and my players know where I'm coming from. And I said, man, that is beautiful. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Wayne, did they ever get the computer in there working so that you have, like, do you have, what's the stuff, man? We need a Windows player, Windows Media Player, all that stuff? Sort of. I don't have that. You know what? My computer at home is, I got to go home and use my computer. I'll be right back, folks. I'm going to do my show from my house.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.